Welcome back. It's a Thanksgiving-themed edition of Pick 6 brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall. From the Vikings Entertainment Network, we wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving. Let's get to the questions. The first one from Austin in Iowa. Is it fair to say that working so hard to come back from his knee injury has made Adrian Peterson a better player than if he were never injured at all? Well, the numbers would say so. Adrian right now, through 10 games, is on pace for 1,804 rushing yards. That would be a career high. Also, Rick Spielman met with reporters last week, and he said over the last four games, it's the best Adrian Peterson has looked in his career. To me, Adrian doesn't look like he's lost a step. In fact, he looks even better. I think this is as well as Adrian has played his entire career. Our next question comes from Hansi in Riverside, California. After watching Jarius Wright contribute to the offense versus the Lions, are we going to see a Wright and Harvin duo on the field at the same time? I'd be interested to see Jarius Wright with the full cast of characters on our offense. He played 2 weeks ago against Detroit. It was his first NFL game, and he looked great, but Percy wasn't there. So it would be fun to see all of those weapons on the field at the same time. I don't know if that's what the Vikings coaches will do, but I have a feeling Wright will be active for more games this season. How many? I'm not sure, but I do think you'll see more of Jarius Wright. Our next question comes from Douglasville, Georgia. It's from Chad. Mr. L. Raymond has returned from his ankle injury. Do you think he'll get his starting job back, or will Jamarcus Sanford remain the starter? That's going to be an interesting one to watch. Mr. L. was playing well and, in fact, won the starting job. Coming out of training camp, he got hurt. Jamarcus comes in, and he's played great. He's forced four fumbles on defense, and he's played great against Calvin Johnson in two games against the Lions. This could revert back to a competition, just like we had in training camp, where the coaches will decide the best player is going to play. It could be a week-to-week thing. Who knows? The good news is the Vikings have depth at safety with Harrison Smith starting in one spot and both Sanford and Raymond capable starters in the other spot. Our next question comes from Aaron in Salt Lake City, Utah. Does it impact the Vikings' preparations to not know if Jay Cutler will be starting on Sunday? We don't know if Jay Cutler is going to start on Sunday. Remember, he suffered a concussion against the Houston Texans 2 weeks ago. He didn't play on Monday night against San Francisco. It probably does impact the Vikings' preparations because an offense is going to operate a little bit differently depending on who the quarterback is. The bottom line is the Vikings' goals are going to remain the same. You want to be good on first and second down, be good against the run, force Chicago into third and longs. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. No one wants to be in third and long. Plus, the offensive line is going to be the same. The receivers are going to be the same. So it might add a little bit of time to the team's preparations. Ultimately, it's not going to matter. Our next question comes from Walt in Virginia, Minnesota. What are the Vikings doing with their players and equipment to prevent concussions? Well, the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell have done a lot to help protect against concussions. The NFL has adjusted its playing rules and its penalties to help promote player safety. Also, the NFL, all NFL teams, and the NFL as a league has done a lot to experiment with new equipment and modify the current equipment to help combat concussions. Our last question comes from Kevin in Mankato, Minnesota, home of Vikings training camp. With 6 games left in the season, what do you think of the Vikings' chances of going 4-2? I think there's a good chance of the Vikings going at least 4-2, but it is going to be tough. 4 of 6 are on the road. 4 of 6 are within the division. So the Vikings will be tested, but I think they're going to have great effort, and I think they're going to get the job done and make a push to the playoffs. That's it for this week's edition of Pick 6. But remember, Vikings, Bears, Soldier Field on Sunday at noon. The game will be on the Vikings Radio Network, so catch Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman as they bring you the action. And catch us next week for another edition of Pick 6. Make sure you send your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.
Come on!
You can catch it on the Vikings Radio Network. Yeah. I mean, you know I'm a turkey, right?